Ladies and gentlemen, referee Kevin McDonald has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute 29 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by submission due to a rear naked choke, Jim Miller!
I'm here with Jim Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, you look as good as you've ever looked tonight, maybe better. One of your most fantastic performances of your career. How good does that feel?
Joe, I'm trying to hold back tears right now, man.
Let him go!
In 2013, I was bit by a tick that I didn't find on me, never left the mark. By 2015, it started to kick my ass. 2016, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease. In the last 2.5 years, I've been fighting every day to beat that disease. I've been training and living and competing underwater, and I finally feel like my head is above water, Joe.
Well, you look fantastic tonight. Take a look at the screen. You're the first guy to hit 30 fights in the UFC, and you have the most time in the octagon as a lightweight. And look at this beautiful performance tonight. You clipped him with this left hand, and you never gave him any space after that. Jumped all over him.
You know, the last few months, I've actually been able to train like a professional athlete again, and train to my strengths. Pressure, man. I'm not the most technical guy. I'm not the fastest guy. I'm not the best athlete. But I get in people's faces in here, and I wasn't able to do that.
What has been the difference in the treatment of your Lyme disease?
Diet, proper supplementation, and just knowing every day that you're in a fight.
Jim, fantastic job tonight. Thank you very much for a beautiful performance. It was an honor to call. Jim Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Dan Mergliotta has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute, 23 seconds of round number 2. Declaring the winner by knockout, Jeff Hands of Steel Neal!
All right, I'm here with the winner, Jeff Neal, Dallas, Texas. You guys have a top contender. I was incredibly impressed by your performance here tonight, Jeff. This is the first time I've had a chance to call one of your fights live, and the speed, the efficiency of your technique, everything was on point. It was just a fantastic performance. How good does it feel to get this victory here in Dallas, Texas?
It feels so good. I probably had one of the hardest camps, this camp, and it feels good to finally get it done, get it out of the way, get a win, hopefully get the $50,000 bonus. That will help a lot.
I wish I was voting. I'd vote for it. You had him badly hurt at the end of the first and put him away at the second. It seemed like it was just a matter of time at the end of the first.
Yeah, it was a matter of time, but Frank is a tough dude. I seen him come back from worse, so he started coming back at one point right before I threw the head kick and dropped him, but he's a tough dude.
Well, because he was so tough, it gave you more of an opportunity to show your technique. And let's take a look at the final kick at the end of the fight. I mean, you just set this up absolutely perfectly.
Yeah, me and my coach, we've been working on this, that kick, the entire camp. I knew that when he goes against lefties, he dips his head a lot. I didn't see it at the time, but my coach, we had a code number for the kick. It was 0. He was like, 0, 0, 0. And I threw the kick and knocked him out.
Well, Jeff, enjoy this. Can't wait to see you again. Fantastic performance. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jeff Neal.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Jacob Montalvo has called a stop to this contest at 43 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by knockout, Abdul Razak Al-Hassan!
All right. I'm here with the winner, Abdul Razak Al-Hassan. Yes, congratulations. Spectacular. Boy, that was wild for as long as it lasted. He seemed like he was determined to come out there and stand toe-to-toe with you. That obviously turned out to be a big mistake.
Yeah, I knew he's a brawler. He's very good with his hands. You know, he's the kind of person you think you're winning, all of a sudden, boom, he gets you. I kind of figured he would try and take me out, like take me down. I didn't think he was going to stand there and trade with me.
When it became this wild exchange, was there ever any point where you were like, maybe this is not the smartest thing to do. Maybe fight more technical, or would you just get sucked into the brawl as well?
Nah, that's just me. When somebody throw back at me, I don't know what it is, but I just get mad and I just want to throw back. I'm not going to move back. I'm going to stay there. Let's just throw.
That's what you did, and that turned out to be very successful.
I saw him moving. When we were studying his tape, he usually moved to his right side. So we timed the left a lot. So when I saw him move, I just threw it, and he just had him at the right time.
Well, spectacular result, my friend. Congratulations. Another amazing performance. Abdul Razak Al-Hassan, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Kerry Hatley has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 33 seconds of round number 3. Declaring the winner by TKO, Tatiana Suarez.
All right, I'm here with the winner, Tatiana Suarez. Tatiana, it is very rare that you see a young, undefeated contender dominate a former champion that way. That was an incredibly impressive performance. How does this feel for you?
I've been working for this my whole entire life, so this is something that, you know, I do for the people. I know that there's so many people that are going through life and have a lot of struggles, and I went through struggles just like everybody else. I'm a human being, and if I can overcome, so can you. So this fight is dedicated to everybody who's going through struggles or any obstacle in their life. I know recently one of my friends, he got hit by a car, and he was so full of life, and you know, now he's in a wheelchair. So this fight was for him, and I just hope that maybe you're watching and you can hear me dedicate this to you as well.
Tatiana, coming into this fight, you had very impressive victories, but none over someone with a name like Carla Esparza. Doing this in such a dominant fashion, it leads you, you're in a position where it's got to be a top contender next, in my opinion. What do you think about that, and who do you think you'd like to fight against next?
You know what, I just dominated Carla Esparza, and she beat Rose, and with a dominant performance over Carla, let's just say Rose better put that in my mailbox.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait to watch you fight again. Incredibly impressive performance. Tatiana, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Kerry Hatley has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute, 58 seconds of the very first round. Declaring the winner by knockout, Jessica Bakayashvili.
All right, I'm here with the winner, Jessica Andrade, and what a spectacular victory that was. A very rare one-punch knockout. It's so rare that you see that in the women's strawweight division, but you have that kind of power.
Oh, mais uma vez, eu consegui fazer história aqui no UFC. Tudo graças ao meu mestre, o mestre Paraná, a todo o treinamento que ele faz comigo, a PRVT Girls, minha sogra, meu sogro, minha esposa. Muito obrigado. Sem vocês, nada disso era possível. Ao Vasco, que tem me ajudado muito com a fisioterapia. Então, muito obrigado. Marquinhos, para quem está fazendo aniversário hoje, Jéssica Delboni, Carol Rosa. Não, aniversário. Mãe do Marquinhos, a Joara, todo mundo. Beijão, obrigado.
So a lot of this is just proof of the work that my coach and my team have been doing. You know, today is the birthday of a few people in my gym. You know, all props to them. If I did this here today, it's because of all the work that they have been putting on together with me.
Jessica, there are several fighters right now vying for a position for the number one contender to get the next shot at the title. You just made a huge statement here tonight. Do you feel that this is enough to warrant a title shot?
Eu quero muito esse cinturão. Dana, você tá aqui hoje. Faz isso acontecer dia 29 de dezembro. Eu quero lutar pelo cinturão com a Carolina, com a Ana Mayunas. Me coloque, eu quero o cinturão. Vamos lutar, eu tô pronta. Eu sei que eu posso.
Dana White doesn't understand, but he understands.
You know, Dana, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm here to prove that I'm better than I've ever been. You know, 29th December, there's a huge card with both Brazilians fighting for the belt. I want to be fighting for a belt there too.
Woo! Congratulations on a spectacular performance. Jessica Andrade, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Dan Mergliotta has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 19 seconds of round number 2. Declaring the winner by submission due to a Darce choke and still the undisputed UFC welterweight champion of the world, Tyron, the chosen one, Woodley.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with the winner and still champ, Tyron Woodley. Now you got your black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as well, and the first submission victory in the UFC. And how sweet is this victory? Coming in here against a young, undefeated challenger who odds makers had you an underdog against.
You know, you don't fight fights by the odds. First off, I want to thank God for causing me the triumph no matter what. There's a lot of people that are hating against me, but there's more people that are with me. So I want to thank my coaches, everybody that put this together. My son's birthday today. Happy birthday, Darren. Shout out to the homie Wiz Khalifa's birthday today as well.
Tyron, coming into this fight, you were undoubtedly one of the greatest welterweights of all time. You cemented that here tonight. And let's take a look at how you did it. Look at this beautiful right hand that you caught him with and dropped him. I mean, this is picture perfect Tyron Woodley right here. Pull back, crack, dropped him. Were you surprised he was able to survive the ground and pound?
No, he's a tough kid. You know, I talked to my coach in the back. He said, Tyron, if you put him in a choke, he's probably not going to tap. If you put him in an armbar, he's probably not going to tap. You got to be ready to go all the way in. He's a long-rangey opponent. Me trying to punch him as he's backing up is very difficult. He counters extremely well with a straight left. I had to let him come in. I had to punch with him and weave in the punches. And I just took my time. On top, I landed some big shots. I saw he wasn't going away easy. I took my time and looked for the finish.
Now, when he was going in with that underhook and you were going to secure the darce, did you think he recognized what you were doing? Because a lot of people don't realize you have submission skills.
Yeah, he didn't recognize because I saw him kept letting me slip my hand in there. And once he did that, I just put his top of his head on my stomach. And at that point, I knew I was going to hit it.
How sweet is this victory?
Man, it feels pretty awesome. You know, I don't believe in ring rust. When I won a world title, it was 18 months away. It's been over 14 months away this time. I'm a student of the game. I say training. I say mentally sharp. God of glory.
Congratulations. And what do you feel is next for you? Do you feel you will stay in the welterweight division? I know you've talked about possibly moving up to 185 pounds. Do you see any big challenges out there that excite you?
Yeah, I see a huge challenge. Big announcement, guys. My single, I'll Beat Your Ass, is coming out next week featuring Wiz Khalifa. Make sure you check it out on all platforms.
Who do you think of when you think of the next challenge?
You know, it's kind of tough to say because anytime I say I want to fight a certain person, it doesn't get the response I want. So what I'm going to do is just continue to fight whoever they put in front of me. I'm going to beat them up. I'm the best welterweight of all times.
Congratulations, sir. Tyron Woodley, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm here with Darren Till. Darren, this is your first loss inside the octagon, your first shot at the title. What went wrong here tonight?
Tyron was the better man. Happens. I'm just gutted, but you know, mate, I've had losses before MMA, and it just makes you stronger. There's no excuses, mate. Tyron was the better man tonight, and make no mistake, I will come back stronger, and I will still solidify as being one of the best ever. That's the goal, doesn't change, but it, mate, it really, really hurts. It does hurt, especially the way I went out. So, you know, it is what it is, mate. Let Tyron have his night, and well done to him.
I know you prepared to the best of your ability for this fight, but was there anything inside the octagon that was surprising?
No, I knew he was powerful. I knew he had power punches. I just, you know, my strategy was just to feel him out in the first and see what he was about. I knew I was going to come forward, and he was using his strength a lot. So I thought, in the second or third, I'm going to start opening up on him and maybe knock him out. But, you know, silly, I left my hand down there. I just seen what he clipped me with, and it was a great shot, phenomenal. So, as I say, mate, well done to him. Just busted.
Darren, I'm sure he'll be back, and I'm sure he'll be back better than ever. Darren Till, ladies and gentlemen.
No more.